In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, Moses is probably the most famous Old Testament leader. He was a most unusual man also. He lived 120 years. In the 90th Psalm, he comes to a strong but realistic conclusion about the shortness of human biological life. Moses was adopted as a nursing baby to grow up in Egypt's royal household. He enjoyed the privileged life of luxury and comfort and received one of the highest levels of education of his time. His first 40 years of life were easy and comfortable. Yet he chose to leave all of that and identify with his enslaved and downtrodden Hebrew blood brothers and sisters. This choice changed his whole life. For 40 years, he became a wanted fugitive and ended up serving as a shepherd for Jethro, his future father-in-law. Still, he was divinely protected and guided in the wilderness of Sinai. Even that humble life as a shepherd prepared and enabled him to go back to Egypt and fulfill his divine calling to lead God's effort to deliver the Hebrews from slavery. This part of his life also lasted 40 years, and his job was most difficult and exhausting. His own people repeatedly caused him agony as they grumbled about their living conditions and opposed his divine message and godly life. Psalm 90 expresses his life commitment to fulfill that tough divine calling. It's important to understand Moses' reasoning as he considers the shortness of our lives. He starts the psalm celebrating God's providential care of all humanity. Then he points out the important distinction between God the Creator and man the creature. He goes on to consider the fragile and passing nature of human biological life, saying, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth or ever, you had formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, 'Return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night.'" Brothers and sisters, the Creator's existence is not bound to time or space. Compared to his unchangeable eternal nature, Moses concludes that earthly human life is time-bound and short. Moses, writing in the latter years of his life, speaks from his long experience. Death was a reality all around him. Both old and young relatives, friends, acquaintances, and others were dying. The average human lifespan, he reports, to be between 70 and 80 years, much the same as our own nowadays. Moses' conclusion was not theoretical. It was based on personal experience. He says, "The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away." Brothers and sisters, unless we bury our heads in the sand, we too must be aware of this reality. Let us keep in mind that Moses was well aware that our bodies were created from the dust of the earth. Human biological life began with our first father, Adam. His body was shaped from the dust of the earth. God's Spirit breathed in him an immortal soul. In this psalm, Moses attributes the shortness of earthly human life to the Creator's displeasure with us as his very special creatures. So he concludes, "For we are brought to an end by your anger. By your wrath, we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. Brothers and sisters, through Moses, God revealed what happened with our first parents. They were clearly forewarned of the consequence of rebellion against his holy and wise instruction. Adam was told, "You shall surely die," and he surely died. So do we all, as his descendants. We shall surely die. Like Moses and our first father Adam, we too know very well the temporary nature of our human earthly life. We all inherit the same corrupted and dying nature from our first father. The good news is that our gracious Creator does not abandon us. The gospel message is comforting and assuring. The fifth chapter of the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans explains that Jesus, the new Adam, took on himself our just divine punishment. He died the death that we deserve. We read, "God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God." Brothers and sisters, this is the answer to Moses' prayer in Psalm 90. Moses witnessed God's mighty power to save his people from slavery. He knew that God's love, his self-giving initiative, would provide us with victory over death. Psalm 90 ends with a very perceptive prayer request. It says, "So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom." Yes, indeed, we need to take to heart and mind the short and passing nature of our earthly lives. Our days are numbered. We need hearts of wisdom. In Christ, we are granted all the divine wisdom needed and so much more. The opening chapter of the Apostle Paul's first epistle to the Corinthian church states, "You are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Hallelujah! The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the blessed message of the gospel. Amen.